And you may recall that earlier this week, the president was asked several questions in Parliament, and he was responding to quite a few questions around the issue of gender-based violence. Now, one of the things he was asked about was the funds, the 500 million rand extra that have been put towards an effort to combat gender-based violence, but also the issue of the distribution of rape kits to police stations came up. And this is an issue that's kind of been on the boil for a while, and we haven't been able to get any clear answers on whether, as the police minister has promised, that all of the various police stations around the country have been supplied with rape kits. So the police minister basically had imposed a deadline, right? It was sort of a self-imposed deadline, and it was that all rape kits were going to be delivered by the 14th of October, and there was going to be distribution afterwards. And rape kits are important because essentially they provide the first line of evidence. Okay, the preliminary evidence that is collected is done through what is contained, the equipment that is contained in a rape kit. So when someone walks into a police station, that evidence can immediately be harvested and put towards what will form the evidence in a case, which will hopefully go to court at a later stage. Now, we actually contacted the police minister's office, and we asked for a comment on the 16th of October. So that was 2 days after the rape kits were to be delivered. We were told he was in meetings, he wasn't sure, they were going to go and find out, and they would come back to us, and nobody did. So we thought, we're now sitting on the 8th of November. This is 3 weeks later, and by now the police minister must have some idea of whether he's got rape kits in all the police stations or not. So we followed it up, and we've managed to get hold of Vish Naidu. He is the police commissioner spokesperson. And thank you very much, Vish, for coming onto the program this afternoon. So tell me, have all rape kits been delivered to police stations around the country by now?
A very good afternoon to you, Joanne, and thank you for this opportunity. Yes, indeed, I can confidently say that we've received two deliveries of rape kits. There were, to give you the figures, there were 15,000 adult sexual offences kits. They're not actually rape kits. They're sexual assault kits.
Okay.
And then we have the pediatric sexual assault kits, of which we received 6,500. So we're looking at an average of 13 kits per station on the adult sexual assault kits, and we're looking at around an average of six kits per station on the pediatric sexual assault kits. Now, remember, we only entered into a contract in August this year with the supplier, which happens to be the manufacturer and the supplier because of the specifications of these kits. And now we are going to be continuously, having entered into this contract, continuously receiving these sexual assault kits and other evidence collection kits. There are actually 16 of them in total. These are only two of the 16. We have received others like a buccal sample kits and various others. I'm not going to give you details of them because that will defeat the object of having such kits, because people can counter them, criminals can counter them, but we have 16 evidence collection kits. So we have sufficient kits, but having said that, we've never reached a point of crisis where we've never had a situation where there would be a complainant complaining that he or she couldn't receive service from the police because there were no sexual assault kits available.
You know, that's funny, Vish, because we did actually we had complaints from listeners that there were, and we certainly we deal very closely with NGOs on this station, and they told us that there were many police stations all over the country, particularly in the Northern Cape and other areas, where there were no rape kits when people went to report some kind of sexual offence, and the people were turned away as a result and told, go to another station, we don't have any kits here to help you with.
Well, if that was the case, I've never heard of that, but if that was the case, then that was a clear derelict of duty on the part of the police officer present there. Because if a station didn't have a kit at a particular time, and there were cases where stations don't have a kit, they would have had access to the kit. Now, remember, there are cluster officers where there would kits would be available. Then there's also the Family Violence, Child Protection, Sexual Offences Investigator, who would be responsible for the investigation of such an offense. They are specialized investigators. They would also be in possession of those sexual assault kits. So to say that to a victim, that member would have been in gross derelict of his or her duty, having turned the victim away. They should not have done that, because there would have been easy access to those kits.
All right. Thank you for speaking to us. Vish Naidu there. He is the police spokesperson.